Hi everyone, remember this? Welcome to Strawberry Fields Radio. For those who are new to Strawberry Fields Radio, or indeed new to Strawberry Fields, my name's Bill, and this is a thing that we used to do to play some music that had been talked about in the forum recently, or perhaps some music that we hoped to talk about. Like the forum, it's become a bit more occasional. Well, okay, in this case, very occasional, but I thought it might be a bit of fun to revive it, especially since there's been a lot of Beatles-related music released since the last time we did this, so this is going to be a bumper edition. There may also be a bit of swearing, so you've been warned. We've had a lot of rare and previously unreleased stuff come out recently, and not just from the McCartney Archive Collection. In 2011, there was a special 40th anniversary edition of Imagine released for Record Store Day, and it came with an additional six-track LP called The Imagine Sessions. Now, it's nothing that hadn't been released before. I mean, let's be honest, the only recordings that John Lennon ever made that haven't been released in some form or another would have to be answering machine messages. But be that as it may, from the Imagine Sessions, here's an early version of Jealous Guy.
One, two, three, four. You.
just a jealous guy.
Let's jump forward a little now to something recently released. During the Kisses on the Bottom sessions, and yes, I did say that out loud, Paul also recorded a Christmas song, actually called The Christmas Song, which was released on an album called Holidays Rule. Paul's own Wonderful Christmas Time was also covered for the album by The Shins. The interesting thing about this collection is that Paul seems to have had a lot more involvement than just contributing a song. It's released on Hear Music, the same label that Paul is on. And by the way, say what you like about Starbucks. If they can make a go of releasing physical music at a time when the traditional record companies are failing, I say more power to them. Maybe EMI should start selling coffee. Anyway, the album is copyright MPL Communications, so it looks like the whole collection was actually a project of Paul's. So, just in time to be too late, here's a couple of tracks from Holidays Rule.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Party's on, the feeling's here.
time.
Earlier last year, Martin Scorsese's wonderful documentary about George living in the material world was released. A few months later, a companion album came out called Early Takes Volume 1, which gives us hope of at least one more to come. In the sleeve notes to the 30th anniversary edition of All Things Must Pass, George wrote that he was very tempted to remix the whole album to cut back on some of the overblown arrangements. He decided against it in the end, figuring that the album is what it is and people are familiar with the original versions. Early Takes makes a great companion album in that way because most of the selections are taken from that era. I really love this album because it holds together as a good album in its own right, rather than just filling a disc with whatever they could find in the vaults. And I have to say, I prefer some of these arrangements to the album versions.
1, 2, 3, 4.
In here, I know I've been here. Let me into your heart. Let me know you. Let me show you. Let me roll it. Say it, let me play it, let me lay it on you, let me know you, let me show you, let me grow upon you.
Anything do you want to change or say? Is it coming through?
1, 2, 3, 4 and a...
Time to play. I don't need no complication, but a long way to go. Baby woman, don't you cry for me. I can't take no more. I don't need no aggravation. Got a long way to go, baby woman, don't you cry for me. There's no one place I wanna be. Attachment only hurts and locks you in tight. Better catch up to yourself before the end comes along. There's only one thing I wanna see. That's the Lord, got to try to keep him inside. Better take care of yourself, baby, come on, won't you let me be.
Woman, Don't You Cry For Me from Early Takes. The version that appeared on 33 and a Third was a seriously funked up version, and this version brings out the blues in the song. Although Early Takes was released as a companion to the film, they're really not connected. But still, Living in the Material World is a wonderful documentary. I'm going to play you a piece from the bonus features on the DVD. George loved Formula One racing, and he pretty well had the run of the track when he went to see races. He could just walk into the garages and, you know, everyone would know him. It pains me to say that George probably spent more time in Australia than all the other Beatles combined, but he never played a show other than the 64 tour. I honestly had half a mind to go to the Grand Prix just on the off chance of catching a glimpse of George, but that never happened and never will. But I digress. In 1994, the World Championship was being decided at the final Grand Prix of the year in Adelaide. Michael Schumacher was slightly ahead of Damon Hill in the points table and needed to finish ahead of Hill to win the championship. During the race, Schumacher collided with Hill, taking them both out of the race and securing the championship for Schumacher in what some suggested was a something of a kamikaze tactic. From his own home video, here's George Harrison gate-crashing an impromptu press conference with Damon Hill just after the crash.
When you saw the gap open up and Schumacher on the grass, do you think the World Championship was yours for the taking?
No, I didn't. I didn't know the extent of what happened.
How did you feel when Schumacher drove straight into you and took you out?
I'm not going to answer any questions like that, thank you very much.
What do you think of the German spirit, sense of sportsmanship? What happened to the crispy bacon we used to get before the war?
George Harrison, what do you feel about this conclusion of the championship?
Yeah, I think he saw the madness in things. That's what I think he saw. I think he saw people doing stuff that was actually mad, but actually it was interesting what they were doing.
Strawberry Fields Radio continues after these commercials.
I look high.
Linda loved music. Linda loved life. And Linda loved food.
Home in the heart of the country.
She put all that love and a whole bunch of energy into creating a range of food that was kinder to animals and the planet. But above all, Linda wanted to create food that tasted great, as well as being meat-free. So she did. Today, you and your family can enjoy her food and taste the love.
delicious new chilled range. Available now.
Yeah, it works okay. I think she'll like it.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right. This love of mine, my Valentine.
Hear the truth, JBL.
Can't buy me love.
The best love. Introduction to the Beatles.
She's got a ticket to ride.
Two remastered double albums. The Red Album, 62 to 66. The Blue Album, 67 to 70. The Red Album and the Blue Album, remastered. From the Beatles.
Power to the people. The hits. Of John Lennon.
It'll be just like starting over. Woman.
15 iconic tracks. Remastered.
I'm just suggesting.
The legendary John Lennon.
Imagine all.
Power to the people. The hits.
I'm George Harrison. Music can make a world of difference in the life of a child, as it did in mine. To find out more about Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation and to put musical instruments in the hands of children, call toll-free 1-877-MR-HOLLAND. Help keep music alive in our schools.
It's an all-new lineup Wednesday nights on BBC One. First at 7, Neil Oliver presents A History of British History.
What they came to realise was that if they were ever going to get Britons to reconnect with their history, it was going to take more than great production values and a learned presenter. It was going to take some dreamy looks and a really hot accent.
Then at 8, the 30th series of The Cranky Old Detective.
Out of my way, Inspector. I'm going to get that bloody little tow rag, whatever it takes.
Just watch yourself, Cranky Old Detective. We don't do things that way anymore.
Yeah, and isn't that just the problem? A distinct lack of good old-fashioned British coppery. Well, you won't get any of that namby-pamby bollocks from me.
Finally at 9, Malcolm Fucker returns in the all-new series of The Fuck of It.
Don't you ever think you can fucking fuck me, you fucking little fuck! You get that? You fucking fuck me, I'll fucking fuck you! You wanna fucking stand me?
That's Wednesday nights on BBC One.
Paul and Linda McCartney, Ram. The legendary album.
Too many people.
Newly remastered at Abbey Road Studios. Expanded with previously unreleased tracks, archive footage, and special packaging. Purchase your copy today.
Did you know that the largest record store in the known world universe is here in Los Angeles? It is, and it's called Tower Records. And Tower Records is located in the heart of the Sunset Strip. At Tower, you'll find tens of thousands of your favorite LPs and tapes and a few drunk pop stars. And you'll find that they're all super discount priced. Tower will always save you money on the LPs and tapes you buy. You'll find more rock LPs than you ever thought existed. And that includes more imported rock LPs. You'll find more jazz and more classics, more easy listening, more country, more international, more spoken word. More of everything than you've ever seen in one store at one time. It sounds like heaven. And you'll find thousands of 45 RPM singles. In short, the largest record store in the known universe lives up to its name. Shop Tower Records in the heart of Sunset Strip tonight and every night of the year until midnight. It is a good place. And Tower will have my latest album this afternoon, so go get it.
EMI Records present an album that's being hailed as the finest achievement of Paul McCartney's solo career.
Ebony,
Tug of War.
And Ivory.
Without doubt, this is McCartney's supreme accomplishment.
It's the Tug of War.
Tug of War.
Is that Ringo Starr advertising his new album Goodnight Vienna on Apple Records and Tapes?
It certainly is, John.
Why, you look so wonderful.
Thank you.
I was born in the north of England. I was raised in a working town. I broke all the rules when I went to school, but the teachers couldn't pin me down. I tried to make my parents proud by adapting to the social powers. Oh, pigs will fly and the earth will fry when they get there.
The magic that you do, you're my dream come true. My one and only you.
Good Night Vienna on Apple Records and Tapes.
Thanks, John.
It's a pleasure, Ringo.
Let's backtrack a little now to the special editions from the McCartney Archive Collection, three of which have been released since we last did this thing. As has recently been alluded to on the forum, some of the bonus material remained unreleased until now for a pretty good reason. One of the big attractions of the new version of McCartney was the full-length version of the near-mythical song Suicide, but it only ever existed as a demo, so was this worth the wait?
Call it suicide, da 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 da. If when she tries to run away, ooh, and it goes bad, she comes. If there's a next time, she'll hide away because she's under both his thumbs. Long to sigh, singing a song of ruin night. Now I guess he says nothing doing. I call it, I call it suicide. He's okay, cause she's on the bones, his thumb. She limp along to his side, singing a song, ruin eye. I bet he says nothing to him. I call it suicide. When she tries to run away and he calls her back, she gone. If there's a next time, he's okay, cause she's on the path, he's done. She limp along to his side, singing a song of ruin. It but he says nothing doing. I call it suicide, da 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 da.
Listen, sorry to keep you waiting like this, but it was, you know, what could we do now, you know?
Oh!
Okay, anyway, we'd like to carry on with a song which was off McCartney albums called Every Night.
Hey.
tonight I just wanna stay.
From the concert for Campuchia, as it was then known, that's Wings doing Every Night, and that features on the bonus DVD from the deluxe edition of McCartney. The second disc on McCartney 2 has a couple of interesting tidbits and a few real shockers. I mean, if you think Check My Machine is ropey, then you haven't heard Mr. H. Adam or All You Horse Riders. Things get more interesting on the third disc of the deluxe edition. Quite a few of the tracks on McCartney 2 were edited down for release, and rightly so too, but it's interesting to hear the full-length versions on this disc. Not so much extended versions as uncut. As mentioned, a lot of archive material that's being released at the moment, not just Beatles-related, makes you realise that it was unreleased for a pretty good reason. But then there are gems that make you wonder why on earth they were allowed to languish in the vaults for 40 years. One such piece is Sunshine Sometimes from the bonus disc on the reissue of Ram.
One, two, three, four.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. We're so sorry, but
cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
What a melt some butter in the pie.
Oh, all right.
Sound a little different? If so, it's because it's the mono version available with the deluxe version of Ram and also as a standalone vinyl album. This is not like the Beatles mono mixes, which are, as far as the Beatles were concerned when they made them, the definitive versions. Ram in mono was intended only for radio stations. In fact, I was surprised to learn just recently that Paul continued to make mono radio mixes all the way up to Getting Closer and Goodnight Tonight. I posted a couple of those in the forum, but I might play them on an upcoming show if people ask nicely. The deluxe version of Ram also includes the fabled Thrillington album. I think I've played a track or two from that before as well, but again I might play some more if people ask really nicely. Another record that was made at the same time as Ram and has since become very collectible was called Brung to You. That's E-W-E. Get it? As with Ram in mono, it was made for radio stations and features a musical introduction intended to precede a track from the album. Sadly, this record is not reproduced in full with the deluxe edition, although with a box that big it certainly would have fitted. What we do get is a few snippets from it in the DVD menus. Here are a couple of those.
Ram! 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 Ram and get it in your pump, ram and get it in your pump, ram, 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 ram.
Quite a bit in Scotland. It comes in quite a cloud off the hill. This is only in the July and the August, of course, but, you know, that's normally considered a sunny period, but, you know, sometimes you just get the dust steam coming in. The snow comes in the wintertime.
Mid-July.
Ringo did his own bit of recycling in 2012. The lead single from his album, imaginatively titled Ringo 2012, was a remake of a track called Wings, which originally appeared on his Ringo the Fourth album.
down in blood.
That's it for Strawberry Fields Radio this time around. You can leave all comments, compliments and complaints on the radio thread. For those who have discovered the show by other means, Strawberry Fields used to be a message board and now it's the nicest group there is on Facebook. And look, I know that's a low bar because, hey, it's a Facebook group, but even so, it's a lovely place open to Beatles fans of all persuasions. I think the address is something like facebook.com/groups/strawberryfieldsforum. Or you can search Facebook or ask a friend. You can send contributions to this show to strawberryfieldsradio@gmail.com and you can follow me on Twitter at Billablog. The famed Billablog, apparently. Strawberry Fields Radio will return in February with a special episode which promises to be bigger than a very, very big thing. Until then, this podcast has been brought to you by Reality.